This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by the Pacific Rim Vancouver. However, it is one of my favorite hoteliers to stay at whilst in Vancouver, British Columbia. So if you're looking for a phenomenally luxurious room while you're visiting the great and beautiful city of Vancouver, you might want to check out the Pacific Rim, Vancouver. You can thank me later. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. WTF Landia Radio Show, folks. It's your girl, Char Michelle. And you heard that correctly. School is out for summer. School is out for what seems like forever. And actually, it's been out for a while. Like, hey, guys. Hey, Americans. Hey, y'all are already in the thick of it. Into the thick of it. You guys, you guys already are aware of the fact that it is summer, and we're just joining the fun over here in Canada. So school just let out today for my children, and some schools actually let out a week before. Again, American schools, I believe, let out 2 weeks ago. I'm drinking coffee at 7 p.m. because you know what? Why not? I have nobody to bring to school in the morning. Life is good. Netflix is popping. God is great, and I'm chilling. It's a good feeling. I cannot lie. And here's why. Here's what jumped me in here. Usually I'm in here. I'm proded in here by way of politics and some political nuance that pushes me into the WTF Landia radio podcast room. But today, it was just something that maybe would feel relative to us parents that are listening. And that's the fact that, yes, school's out for summer. So now, I had a couple questions, couple thoughts, couple ideas I wanted to pass around. And that is, how you guys feeling? How you doing? I know it just started, and again, it's 7 p.m. I'm a cup of coffee down. It's a cold one, so it feels good. It's also summer. Yes, we did mention that, but it actually feels like summer. So it's lovely to have a cold coffee at 7 p.m. And again, I'm also one of those people that can drink a coffee at midnight and sleep like a baby. So it's me, not you. or if it's you, then you understand. So yeah, I'm excited that I don't have to, I can kill my alarms, is what I'm saying. But here's a couple of things. Killing the alarm, not having the same routine in the morning as taking the kids to school is concerned. But what is your routine now? What is your routine? Are you a parent, a working parent that goes to work and you drop them off just before heading into the office? And if you're that parent, do you get to sleep in just 5 minutes later, to 10 minutes later, to 30 minutes later, because you don't have to get them up and dressed? Or is the nanny doing that anyways? So that's the question. Is it easier? Do you also feel, as a working parent, do you also feel a little bit of ease, a little bit of recluse is about to happen for you during the summer months? I mean, it is for me, except for I'm in a situationship, so I'm just trying to be grown and like enjoy. I'm just trying to enjoy life and with my friends and whatnot, right? So it's exciting to have less of the morning. It's exciting to get some beauty sleep, is what I'm saying. Okay? Because if I want to stay out a little bit later with my peoples, I can do that. And then if I want to sleep in, then I can do that as well. What I will be doing, though, I can tell you one thing, is I'll be staying sober and vigilant and waiting on the Lord. Because it's, look, I am trying to avoid the hour of temptation like a wrecking ball. And we all know wrecking balls are big, so it can hit you. But I'm trying to live right, y'all. I'm trying to date and live right at the same time. It's very confusing. It's very awkward for the partners that I like to, you know, keep in the mix. But that's just my thing, right? I'm taking a little bit of a off the beaten path approach here. So go with me. I'm not having to worry about waking up in the morning. I can get into a little bit of a more of an evening situation, but an evening situation does absolutely nothing for me. It doesn't allow me to drink. I don't drink. It doesn't allow me to get drunk. I might do a mushroom or two if anybody has any mushroom caps and it feels like something that, you know, could be, I don't know, chill. It's edible, right? Comes from trees. Might do that. If that was a thing, I'm not like opposed to it. I'm not gonna smoke any ganja. It's not my thing. But if anybody has a gummy and they want to hang out by the beach, hey, go for it. So there's less by way of just having to feel super duper 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 responsive when it comes to the time slots that we have created around ourselves as parents that of children, right? So whether it's work and you get to stay in a little bit, sleep in a little bit later, or whether it's the weekends and you don't have to worry about that Monday bail. But here's the thing. Here's the next question. Are your children in camps? If they're in camps, raise your hand. We can see you. Hi out there. I see you. Well, then you don't really have a break, do you? I reluctantly but do as well raise my hand, because my kids, all three of them, are in camp. And here's how. The olders are camp counselors. They're guidance leaders. They're camp leaders. Okay? So the 15 and 13 year old have, oh my gosh, they have a skill set of being very heavily involved in their community. Their community loves them. Because, you know, they're just willing to kind of do what it takes to keep communities afloat. And that's just how we roll in my family. We like to keep our hand on the button of service and being of service to our community. And it's also fun. Because this East Vancouver community, our community is quite chill and quite hood and quite, you know, beautiful in every sense of the word. So they do get to, you know, be the guidance counselor of people or leaders of the kids that look up to them. And they just happen to have good heads on their shoulders. I should knock on all the woods right now. And so they're I would want to hang out with my older kids, with Aaron Classic. They're dope. They're just actually dope. And then my youngest guy, he gets to attend these camps. He's playing some basketball. He's playing, doing some other local camps. And so guess what? I still get to sleep. You know why? Because the older two are going to the same camp with the youngest.
Hallelujah. Holler back.
And in fact, it's probably going to be the youngest guy's probably going to be in one of their groups. They probably won't let him. But anyways, they're going to be going to the same place every day. And so there we have it. They get to go to amusement parks, although no cap. They are. It's not like it's boring. They get to go to amusement parks, water parks. They have good food and good fun and good community. They chilling. And it doesn't hurt because their mother doesn't have to wake up. I have to work in the morning publishing shows and whatnot for you guys. But is that really work? Let's just be honest. It's something that I absolutely enjoy doing. So I'll be doing that during the times that they're at camp. And it is different because they all three don't go to the same school. So my thing, and you know, I've been having to get my youngest one off to class, the school, daily, because he goes to school in a different part of the city than the older two. So now they all three get to traverse through the city together, which they are very well versed in the fact that mom is not to be awoken in the morning as they get on with their lives. But you know, the funny thing about it is, don't tell them, but I typically am up at 5:30, sometimes even earlier. And that's just because my body alarm allows me to wake up and do, you know, some things at that hour. Whether it's meditate and pray, or whether it's just sit in silence, and you know, it's a lot of things. But that's my quiet time. That's my comforting time. So 5:30 is usually when I'm up, and then I'll try to get back to sleep maybe around 6 or so. Sometimes later, sometimes earlier. And then I'll get up again at 7, but don't tell them, because I want to be sitting in silence. Because here's the thing, if you're a parent, you can understand this very well. Quiet time is the best time when you don't have to speak to other people. And definitely not speaking to other children. Mom, 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 mom. What we ain't finna do is answer mom 30 times a day. That's a generic name. It's not mine. So I'm gonna act like I don't even know who that is over here at this house. And also, parents, got another question. How you serving up your meals? How are you serving up your meals? Look, they're basically in school. Okay, I'm packing the lunch. Is what I am gonna do. Is what I do at nighttime. I suggest you do the same. You pack their lunch, you pop it in the fridge at night. They grab it out and they go in the mornings. That has nothing to do with you. You're done. Your work there is done. Okay? And then when they come home, we make dinner. And if they're hungry on the weekends, it's a kitchen. It's a cafeteria. It's not a home kitchen. They will eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Maybe miss breakfast too. If they're up all night on the weekends playing Fortnite, then you get up at noon, you have bypassed breakfast, you will have lunch and dinner, and that's it. It's not going to be, I'm hungry, I want a snack all day long. Nope. This is not how we run. This is not how the ship is stirred around her. I don't have the time, nor the energy, nor the finances for all that. I don't think any parent does. I don't care how rich you is. No one has the time to be feeding kids all day. They're not hungry. They are bored. Okay? And if you are bored, you need to go outside, knock on the door, and ask your friend to come outside and play. That's how we grew up. Now there's no kids in the neighborhood, apparently. No one knows, because they don't go outside to play. We all knew which kids were in the neighborhood, because why? We didn't have cellular devices and video games taking up our time. And even if we did, our parents told us to get the heck up on out they house. And we did. So I'm trying to bring that back. We're going to find out some neighbors
that we never knew existed. And hopefully they put their devices away and they all play outside like back in the day before some other virus comes popping up on the scene like, whoa. Okay? And famine and all that crap that we have to look forward to. Isn't this exciting?
It's very exciting that the things that we've gone through. And funny enough, as I was just talking about this to a friend of mine, is that in a lot of ways, you know, we did enter this pandemic, and you remember at the top of this in March of 2020, when everybody was told by the World Health Organization on March 11th, I believe, 2020, to stay indoors, or it was either 11th or 15th, stay indoors, you're now quarantined, and you couldn't even go outside. In a lot of countries, those of you who are from other countries outside of North America, then you know. I've heard your stories. Not North Korea. We wouldn't know. They don't share their stories with us. But Korea, China had some rough lockdowns. Australia, they're probably still locked down. I'm sure of it. Just kidding. Australia settled down. but anyways, they were rough. They were getting abrasive in some countries. If you even sniffled, I think, maybe, possibly. That's rough. Wouldn't like that. Like, first of all, no one chooses to be sick. Okay, it's not a thing. And also, no one chooses to be told to stay inside the doors of the home that they pay good rent for. I don't care. I don't want to be in this house all day. So the pandemic tried and tested a lot of people. But now that it's quasi over, do you notice how easy it is to forget the kind of surreptitious, intense moments that we lived through during that time? Like, we couldn't even go out and get in each other's bubbles. Our neighbors, my kids had best friends that they grew up with. And we were like, yeah, I don't think you should go over to Piper's house. Why, Mom? Because, well, I don't know who their bubble is. Now, Piper's one of our favorite people, but we're not sure about their bubble. They gotta stay in their bubble, we gotta stay in our. In fact, I called a neighborhood block meeting with all the parents. Like, let's talk about this, y'all. Looks like we're into a quarantine. We've never experienced this before, but look, I don't trust y'all. Okay, I don't expect y'all to trust me. Let's have a moment. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be rough, but we ain't gonna, our kids ain't gonna be able to hang out because I ain't finna get COVID. I'm a germaphobe. So it's been real, it's been fun, but it ain't been real fun. See you when I see you. That's what I did. I promised, no cap. Not even capping. High key. I was like, this is done until I hear otherwise. And if 2 years later, I'm like, a year and a half, I was like, look, y'all don't go up and get up at my house. We was playing hockey in the streets. We was practicing with our mask on. It was weird. And now everybody's back. I'm going to baseball, football games, no maskless. I'm smelling people's breath air, and it's weird because that's weird for me. I have a keen sense of smell, so it's like, I'm not sure that mask for me work just fine. Unless your breath air works for me, and that's fine too. And so I personally am one of those people that I don't mind the mask. It's not about me feeling constricted. That's not my thing. I feel great. It feels like a warm snuggly. It feels like a nice blanket. Now, what I didn't like about the mask is that it's breaking my cheeks out. My face is too cute to be broken out. I've never had a pimple in my life. And now that I have a mask situation happening, I've got mask cheeks. And they're all ingrown, oily, you know, pimple type things that are on my cheeks. And I don't like that. I'm just going to be honest. And I'm not good with my hands, so if I feel a pimple, I'm going to pop it. And I'm going to get scarred because my face is the type of face that gets scars easily. So I went from having this very, very, very impressive looking face to not so impressive over the 2 year span that we've been in this pandemic. Thanks a lot, C19. I hope you never come back. Seriously, I hated that. I hate it. But at the same time, I love to wear the mask because the mask saves me from other stuff. That's just, I'm not capping at all. I'm a germaphobe. So if you have germs, I'm going to be a phobe about it. And so the pandemic actually was like really eye-opening for me. The pandemic was very, very decent
just for me. It put things in perspective. It removed certain things from, you know, that needed to be removed from my life. It developed some pretty intense and unimaginable relationships. It allowed me to practice faith fully without a religious attachment to it, but full throttle faith. It allowed me to understand who Jesus was by way of actual name, you know, Yeshua, and who God was by way of his actual name. See, God is like, it's kind of generic if you're saying God, you know. It's like saying mom in the park. Everybody, all the moms are going to look. But like if you say Elohim or Adonai or El Shaddai or Jehovah, that's who God's name is originally. The original name is Yahweh. So I started to figure these things out and develop this deeper relationship, because look, it wasn't about me. I was leaving a lot behind, and I needed to stir the ship solo. And so I couldn't do it solo. I found that out early, and I needed to seek the face of my God. And so my God, wow, works miracles. So in all honesty, the pandemic was everything I never knew I needed. And I would never, ever, ever, ever undo what was done. I'm so grateful for it. Now, I want to go on to say that it was every breath you take. I'm going to watch that Netflix. Screensaver came up. It's a psychological understated thriller. And I like those. Okay, but every breath you take. Okay, keep reminding me about that movie so that I don't forget. But everything about this pandemic really put my life into perspective. It really, and when I say everything, I do mean that you're listening to a gal that, again, if you've listened to this podcast before, then you understand who I am. You listen to a podcast of a girl who studied political science. I have a degree in that. Somewhat you would, some may call a scientist of politics. Okay. So, I love the idea that everything is political. We talked about mandates. We talked about protests. We talked about elections. We talked about everything under the sun. We've talked about the fact that we are probably living in Gilead now, in America. The Handmaid's Tale, Gilead. We've talked about it all. And it all is political when you think about it. So people say, I don't really do politics. I don't talk politics. Well, if you're alive, well, and kicking, everything in your life is political, because it's all going to be decided upon, right? And so I have enjoyed putting this podcast together, because it's something, it's somewhat of my first love. It's what I knew that I wanted to study, that and criminal justice. And I thought to be a lawyer at one point, and then I thought, my empathetic mind would go crazy, because everybody's problems are my problems, ultimately, if you're an empathetic person, you'll know what that means. But I thought, no, that wasn't going to work. I thought I was going to be a police officer. Nope, that wasn't going to work. I needed to be cute, and that uniform wasn't going to do it for me. It's too heavy looking. Okay, I need to be showing up. I don't like clothes. You guys know that. I'm a Christian, and I battle with that. I battle with what I should post on my Instagram, because I like to be scantily clad, and I'm not sure Jesus loves that. But that's who I am, right? So anyways, back to the podcast. Putting this together during that time, during the pandemic and the protests and the politics and all that stuff, you're listening to a podcast of a political scientist who loves to keep it light. And also who loves to laugh about things, because I think in a lot of his stuff is like, speaking of being able to manage stress levels, and I think a lot of it's kind of funny when you think about it, especially in hindsight. I mean, everybody's going to be going through some sort of peril, but so this podcast is meant to, you know, tackle some of my loves: politics, the funny, and spirituality. And the spirituality part just comes from a girl who grew up as a Christian, right?
I grew up with the religious view of Christianity, and then the pandemic, it made me stop and think about it. It made me think about stuff. It made me really realize what I was doing, what I was connecting to. And all this stuff that, you know, I'm looking at right now is a lot of religious garb. It's what it is. The controlling of people and the manipulation and the protest that we had to get ourselves involved in is just, it was like, it never lets up. And a lot of these atrocities are done by people who consider themselves to be Christians and consider themselves to be religious. And that says a lot, because I don't think, well, we know that Jesus didn't come on this earth and be like, look, let's create a religion around me. I'm really cool. He's not a narcissist like that. He just really came to love us and show us the way, right? And so I like to talk about, if you've listened to this podcast, I hope you continue to listen, because it's my true authentic self. It's what I like. It's the three things that I love: politics, Jesus, and funny and laughing. And to be remain calm, for goodness sakes. So those are the couple of things that I love. So I'm happy and so grateful that you all are listening and coming back and sharing these episodes. It's like super fun to make. And so what I am going to do is continue to make them throughout the summer, of course. I don't let up. If the news is giving me newsies, then I'm going to report on it. So I'm hoping that we don't have a monkeypox outbreak that come roll up on the scene. But if we do, I'll be talking about it, and we'll get through it like we always do. But also, I just wanted to say to the parents, to the guardians, to the teachers that taught, thank you very much. Thank you for teaching our young ones. Thank you for taking the time to to nurture these young minds, because they are up next. And that's just a fact. And whether or not they get on our nerves on the way to school because they don't want to be at school, or they are picky eaters or whatever, they are the future. They are brilliant, and they deserve the best of the best. And I think that the teachers that taught my kids are the best of the best, and I'm so grateful for them. So I don't know that they're listening, but if they were to be listening, I would say thank you for your service. You've got a lot of personalities to be tending to during the day, and I've only got three at home, and I can imagine what 25 feels like. But I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it. I speak for all the parents. We appreciate your time. We know y'all don't get paid a whole lot, so you're doing what you love because you love to do it. And I'm very grateful. And parents, I'm also wanting to express to you that, you know, there's a season for everything. And this might be the season for you to be on vacation, relax. A lot of people are rushing to the passport office to get their passport so they can go on vacations. I wish you well with that, because I know it's been difficult. Keep your passports up to date. You get it for 10 years. So there you go. And enjoy your life. And again, be authentic to who you are. If you're like me and you like politics, you like ratchetness, you like laughing at things that maybe are not comfortable to laugh at, and you like Jesus, then you know what? Be that. And people will find you authentic enough to revisit you, just like they do me. Have a good summer. Later. This episode of WTF Landia Radio Show is not brought to you by Pizza Hut. However, if you're looking for a extra cheesy pepperoni deep dish pie, then you'll find it at your local Pizza Hut retailer. If you're looking for a thin crust special with feta cheese and caramelized garlic, then you'll find that as well at your local Pizza Hut retailer. In the meanwhile, sit back, order your Pizza Hut, relax, and enjoy the show. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.